You've mentioned that activism, and particularly different generations of activists, are an interest of yours in your work. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, for sure. I grew up with a mom who, she had a disco queen thing happening for sure, but she also was very attentive to our Black identity and knowing who we were and paying attention to the nuances of being in the world as a Black girl. My dad, who is a musician, was also attentive to that as well and showed us. I remember he gave me a specific book in high school called I Dream a World that was showed experiences of different Black women as a way to kind of expose me to things that I hadn't been exposed to before. And I think that a lot of, yes, there's things like greed and capitalism and just outright hatred around some of these events, but it's also for those that are just downright ignorant, it's a matter of exposure. It's a matter of them sitting down and taking in information that hadn't occurred to them or that they hadn't thought about in a real and human way. And I believe that that's what is at the heart of a lot of the activism, is about not asking, but actually demanding that someone pay attention to you and your worth as a human and your rights. And so that act of demand, as communities of color and underserved communities, oppressed communities, have not traditionally been afforded the opportunity, or excuse me, the right to demand anything. It's about taking what's given to you. And you can only do that for so long, particularly when a new generation is born. And when I had my kids, there were just things that weren't negotiable anymore. And so I think that people have to remember that when they want folks to come softer or do baby steps with activism, is the baby steps have already been done and they haven't worked. So that's why the voices get louder, and that's why the requests are now demands.